11 minutes to 9 o'clock. I have seen people fall apart in the last few weeks. People who are going absolutely crazy because they've not been able to have a cigarette. And whether it is their normal brand or whether it is these knockoff, you know, unfamiliar brands that we're seeing pop up nowadays on the black market, they don't care. They need some nicotine. And I have particularly know some older people who have gone to the brink, and I say this very loosely, insanity. They've gone absolutely mad because they are not able to have a cigarette. And how are people coping? How are you coping, or are you using this as a method to go cold turkey and to kick the habit? Dr. Charles Nell is the head of Allan Carr South Africa, Easy Way to Stop Smoking. Dr. Nell, are many people using this moment, this lockdown period where cigarettes are a bit harder to come by, some would argue, others say not, using it as a measure to go cold turkey and to quit smoking?
Yes, evening, Lester, and nice to be on the program. I think that a lot of people are being forced not to smoke and finding that if they can't get cigarettes, it's just as easy to walk away from them. So I think it's very positive in that respect. And yes, there will be people that are struggling, but there are ways of trying to help in that area. I'm sure we'll discuss it tonight.
Now, I'm just going to read some of the messages that have come through to me. Lester, I've seen two friends fall apart in the past week due to nicotine withdrawal. My withdrawal was not fun either. My one friend is a recovering alcoholic and relapsed badly this last weekend. I ended up buying him some smokes for him today, obviously on the black market. And he spent his last 800 rand on a carton. How many people are we seeing with other dependency issues? You know, that being exasperated by also the withdrawal from nicotine.
Leah, I think what you're saying is true, and obviously in certain areas quite tragic, but nicotine withdrawal itself is not physically difficult to deal with unless you're thinking about cigarettes in the wrong way. If you think about it, smokers go every evening for 8 hours without smoking, and the withdrawal doesn't even wake them up. If you take a smoker and put them on an aeroplane for 15 hours, they're able to sit on the aeroplane. They don't stab the bloke next to them. So nicotine withdrawal itself, the physical withdrawal, is not physically painful. It's if that slight emptiness, which is what it causes, if that moves into your brain and starts creating I want and I can't have, that is when the hysteria starts. That is when the fear, driven by fear, and that's when it can be difficult. So the key, and what we do, is just try to make people think about withdrawal in a way that it's not painful. And we know all our lives people that love smoking, and you ask them, how did you stop? And they say, I woke up one day and said, I don't want to smoke anymore.
I think I get what you mean. I know an older woman who probably wouldn't smoke for an entire day. And even though she has a packet of cigarettes, she's so she's absolutely fine and won't smoke. But now that she's unable to get her hands on a cigarette, now she's going, you know, losing it a little bit. It's the dependency on actually having it.
I think there you have it in one list. You've identified what the problem is. The problem is the mental addiction to the smoking. So it's that mental addiction that one wants to try to fix. And if you fix it in the right way, then dealing with the physical withdrawal becomes easy. I mean, the physical withdrawal from nicotine itself is just an empty, something missing feeling, like being hungry. It's not physically painful.
Alex in Hout Bay has called in. Alex, you want some help on how to deal with your wife's nicotine withdrawal?
Hi, Lester. Thanks for having me on.
What's your story? Yes. What's your wife's story?
Yes. It's very, very challenging. I agree in part with what your host has been saying. In another part, first of all, I'd like to know if he's ever been a smoker. Secondly, I beg, sorry if I just digress a little bit. I think it is a great opportunity to change one's ways, but that needs to be seen in context. I think with a person that's always wanted or had some sort of intention of reducing or quitting, this might be the most fantastic occasion to put the final nail in the coffin, no pun intended, with reducing or altogether stopping. But I do see a real problem with people that have never had that thought or intention in mind, to have suddenly been have this restriction imposed on them with such incredibly short notice. And I don't, for them, it's particularly more, I think, be it psychological, physiologically, difficult to grasp the occasion to quit because they never had it in the first place.
Because they've never decided it for themselves. It's been a decision that you say has been imposed on them.
Correct. And so my wife, she has never, ever, since I've known her, ever mentioned to me, even when I asked her, whatever, would you have any intention of reducing or stopping? She clearly said, no, I don't. I don't. So I asked myself, how is this? It might, she may consider reducing. And I think we've spoken about this between her and I. And she said, yes, I know I'll never quit, but I may consider reducing in the long run.
Alex there in Hout Bay. Dr. Nell, that question of should people be deciding for themselves? Many people can't afford cigarettes right now, and we don't know when sale of cigarettes will come back. So it's a decision that's imposed on them. Does that not then stand the risk that when the sale of cigarettes reopens again at a normal price, that people will simply revert back to it again?
No, I think what Alex said is very relevant. Certainly, I was a 40-a-day smoker for over 20 years. I think that the position we come from, and being a smoker and being in the business for 20 years, because that's how long we've been offering the Easy Way clinics in South Africa, we come from a position that irrespective of what smokers say, 95 out of 100 smokers, if you offered them a magic button and said, look, if you press that, you'll wake up tomorrow morning as if you'd never smoked before, that they'd all press it. So when people say, well, I'll never want to stop, if you say to them deeply enough, look, if you could be perfectly happy without them, would you stop? The answer is normally yes. But again, the big thing about us smokers is we're always stopping tomorrow. And the idea of not thinking about it, we all think about it. There's only one person on the planet that wants to stop more, that wants a smoker to stop more than the family and people around it. It's themselves. And I think the realization that that's where they are. But having said that, it doesn't minimize the difficulty a person has if they're forced to stop. But just to go back, and I'm not just here to plug Alan Carr's Easy Way, but thinking about smoking in the right way can alleviate that anxiousness and that fear. Now, we do clinics. They've got a money-back guarantee. They're available throughout South Africa online. And we are partnering with the Discovery. But some people can't get to clinics, don't want to go to clinics. But the message itself can be obtained in a book he wrote. And that costs 99 Rand from Takealot on takealot.com. called Alan Carr's Easy Way to Stop Smoking. And so that's available to people even who don't or can't spend a lot of money to go to clinics. And there is a start to try to think about smoking in a way where you can control the fear and the anxiousness and the panic. So there's a way of trying to, for Alex to try to help his wife, albeit she's being forced to stop now. But I think if she could be happy without the cigarettes, like all smokers, of course she'd rather not be smoking. They don't recommend to their children or their godchildren if they smoke. And that's simply because all smokers want the best for the children, and so do all smokers. So the idea of wanting to smoke for the rest of your life, I think, is driven more like, of course I'd love to stop, but I'm frightened I can't, and I'll never be able to be happy without. And taking away that fear is what we mean about trying to fix the mental addiction to smoking.
Dr. Charles Nalvey, he is the head of the Alan Carr SA Easy Way to Stop Smoking. Are you nicotine addicted? Are you suffering from withdrawals? Lots of messages on the WhatsApp line, which I hope to get through. Give me a call, 021-446-0567, and detail your craving.